Not even the magic spells of the esteemed Albus Dumbledore can protect Wizard Harry Potter, survivor of Lord Voldemort's wrath, from his newest enemy yet, Sirius Black, hot on his trail from Azkaban, the prison that used to hold the wizarding community's now most wanted criminal. The Prime Minister, Cornelius Fudge, is sending out his most dreadful forces to deal with Black. Dementors, creatures that make people relive their worst memories, and the sentries who guard Azkaban. But are even these nightmarish beasts enough? The fat lady had vanished from her portrait, which had been slashed so viciously that strips of canvas littered the floor. Great chunks of it had been torn away completely. Dumbledore took one quick look at it, the ruined painting, and turned his eyes somber to see Professors McGonagall, Lupin, and Snape hurrying toward him. "We need to find her," said Dumbledore. "Professor McGonagall, please go to Mr. Filch at once and tell him to search every painting in the castle for the fat lady."
"You'll be lucky," said a cackling voice. It was Peeves, the poltergeist, bobbing over the crowd and looking delighted, as he always did, at the sight of wreckage or worry.
"What do you mean, Peeves?" said Dumbledore calmly. And Peeves' grin faded a little. He didn't dare taunt Dumbledore. Instead, he adopted an oily voice that was no better than his cackle.
"Ashamed, your headship, sir, doesn't want to be seen. She's a horrible mess. Saw her running through the landscape up on the fourth floor, sir, dodging between the trees, crying something dreadful," he said happily. "Oh, poor thing," he added unconvincingly.
"Did she say who did it?" said Dumbledore quietly.
"Oh, yes, Professor Head," said Peeves, with the air of one creating a large bombshell in his arms. "He got very angry when she wouldn't let him in, you see. Nasty temper he's got, that Sirius Black."
Sirius Black is seemingly invulnerable to the careful charms and spells placed by the experienced staff at Hogwarts, the wizarding school run by Albus Dumbledore, perhaps the greatest wizard of all time. And it doesn't help that Gryffindor, one of the four houses wizards are sorted in at Hogwarts, loses a Quidditch match, a game similar to basketball played on flying broomsticks and with much more balls, hoops, and an enchanted one that hits players off of broomsticks. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Thanks to Harry, or that everyone's moods are dampened with the ominous presence of the Dementors. It seems, to Harry, that misery has him in her grasp.
He looked up and saw Ron and Hermione looking at him so anxiously that he quickly cast around for something to matter-of-fact to say. "Did someone get my Nimbus?" Ron and Hermione quickly looked at each other.
What?" said Harry, looking from one to the other.
"Well, when you fell off, it got blown away," said Hermione hesitantly.
And it hit... Harry! It hit the Whomping Willow!"
Harry's insides lurched. The Whomping Willow was a very violent tree that stood alone in the middle of the grounds.
"And," he said, dreading the answer,
"well, you know the Whomping Willow," said Ron. "It doesn't like being hit."
"Professor Flitwick brought it back just before you came around," said Hermione in a very small voice.
Slowly, she reached down for a bag at her feet and turned it upside down, and tipped only a dozen bits of splintered wood and twig onto the bed. The remains of Harry's faithful, finely beaten broomstick. Things seemed to be looking up, though, when Professor Lupin, the mysterious and seemingly worn Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher, begins teaching Harry private lessons on defense against the dreadful Dementors. It seems whenever they're around, he hears his parents screaming, pleading with Voldemort, the evil dark wizard, to spare Harry. But other classes don't seem to be going as well, particularly when Professor Trelawney shudders every time she sees Harry. Professor Trelawney was staring to the teacup, rotating it counterclockwise. "The Falcon, my dear, you have a deadly enemy. The club in attack. Dear, dear, this is not a happy cup. The skull, danger in your path, my dear." Everyone was staring, transfixed at Professor Trelawney, who gave the cup a final turn and gasped, and then screamed. Professor Trelawney sank into a vacant armchair, her glittering hand at her heart, and her eyes closed. "My dear boy, my poor dear boy, no, no, it is kinder not to say no. Don't ask me." "What is it, Professor?" said Dean Thomas at once. Everyone got
had got to their feet, and slowly they crowded around Harry's and Ron's table, pressing close to Trelawney's chair to get a good look at Harry's cup. "My dear," Professor Trelawney's huge eyes opened dramatically. "You have the Grim."
"The what?" said Harry.
"The Grim, my dear, the Grim," cried Professor Trelawney, who looked shocked that Harry hadn't understood. "The giant spectral dog that haunts churchyards. My dear boy, it is an omen, the worst omen of death."
And death seems to be following Harry everywhere, with the possible execution of Hagrid's, the Hogwarts gamekeeper, Care of Magical Creatures teacher, and Harry's friend, beloved Hippogriff. The disappearance of Ron's, one of Harry's best friends, pet rat Scabbers, found with Hermione's, another one of Harry's best friends, cat's fur hairs found beside Ron's bed with blood on it, and possibly his very own death with Professor Trelawney's prediction, increasing rumors of Sirius Black, who was last sighted with a knife before Ron's eyes, and the Dementor's effect on Harry. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban is a nerve-wracking, suspenseful fantasy novel with twists and turns every page by J.K. Rowling. Be sure to pick up a copy at your local bookstore or read it if it's collecting dust on your bookshelf. Or download its ebook to travel with Harry Potter in its next greatest adventure. Also, if you weren't interested before, it has a stalker, serial killer, a scene where Snape, the most hated character, gets knocked out, and lots of death. Something odd was happening. An eerie silence was falling across the stadium. The wind, though as strong as ever, was forgetting to roar. It was though as if someone had turned off the sound, as though Harry had suddenly gone deaf. What was going on? And then a horribly familiar wave of cold swept over him, inside him, just as he became aware that something was moving on the field below. Before he'd had time to think, Harry had taken his eyes off the Snitch and looked down. At least 100 Dementors, their hidden faces pointing up at him, were standing beneath him. It was as though freezing water were rising in his chest, cutting at his insides. And then he heard it again. Someone was screaming inside his head. A woman. "Not Harry! Not Harry! Please, not Harry! Stand aside, you silly girl. Stand aside now. No, not Harry, please, no. Take me instead. Kill me instead." Numbing, swirling mist was filling Harry's brain. What was he doing? Why was he flying? He needed to help her. She was going to die. She was going to be murdered. He was falling through the icy mist. "Not Harry, please. Please have mercy. Have mercy." A shrill voice was laughing, the woman was screaming, and Harry knew no more.